Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Evelyn.
Hi, say your name, please.
Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N.
Hi, Evelyn, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, and where are you joining from?
From Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, okay, well, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Gargi. I think I'm also expecting a few more friends. And okay. Is anybody else here? Okay, some people might be there. They might. Some people are on mute. So I'm gonna go ahead and start. And so. To everyone who's here today, I can't see you, but I know there might be some more people here. I welcome you to the Jivan Vidya Mind Management teleconferences. We have a series of these conferences. We'll be sharing a topic every month because Jivan Vidya Mind Management is a very huge curriculum, or the knowledge base in there is very big. So to share that will take a while. So we'll be sharing, information, sharing knowledge with you every month. So welcome again. And my name is Gargi Suktankar. I am an occupational therapist. I've been working in the schools as an OT since 2001. And I'm also a yoga teacher, and I've been learning mind management from my mentors, Mr. Pallad Pai and Mr. Vaman Rao Pai. I've been learning this science for the past 12 years, and the reason I am excited to share this with all of you is because it has helped me tremendously in my personal and professional life. So just some housekeeping stuff before we go into the topic. While I'm speaking, I request all of you to put your phone on mute. We will have a time for question and answers. So I suggest that if you have a notebook and a pen, that would be awesome. So if you want to jot down questions as I'm talking, that'll be awesome. And then I'll give you some time. Towards the end, we'll have 15 minutes just for you guys to talk and ask questions. And then also a recording of this conference will be available to you so you can listen to it again. And if you have more questions, feel free to email me or contact me, and we'll be able to also touch base even after the conference that way. So I'm going to go ahead and start. Most of you have got the agenda, but I'll go over it quickly. Our topic for today is power of thoughts. And we are going to look at what are thoughts. So all of us have thoughts, but what are thoughts? We're going to define thoughts. I'm going to give you some facts about thoughts and the impact of thoughts on our life. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to introduce a new concept called thought pollution and how it affects us and how we can prevent it. And also look at strategies that you can take home after this call and use every day. They're very simple, but they have a very, very powerful effect. So if you do them consistently and daily. And we're going to look at the benefits of these mind management strategies and how they can help us control and improve our thinking process or our thoughts. And we are going to also look at a case study on the application of all of this. And then we have some time for questions. So what are thoughts? So thoughts are a form of energy, and I would call it a creative energy because this energy has the power to create the kind of life that we want. And all of us, every single human being has thoughts, so has this creative energy. But we see that, around us, everything around us is not always the way we want, is because we do not have the knowledge or the skill set given to us on how to use this creative energy in a positive, constructive, and harmonious manner. And so the creative energy that we have can do both. It can create the life that we want, and it can also create the life that we don't want. And because we are not aware of this energy, this thought energy, we can, most of us, use it in a way that is not useful to us. And so we end up creating situations which are not really very desirable. So in this session, we're going to look at how to use your creative energy, your thoughts, so that you can experience beautiful relationships. You can experience success and success in your professional life, how you can experience peace and happiness and prosperity. And you are able to, create all of that with the energy, with your thought energy, most importantly, happiness and peace. So we're going to look at that in a step-by-step manner today and throughout these series of calls. So currently we have very little control over our thoughts. So most of us know that we are not even aware that thoughts are coming in our mind. They just come randomly. We don't really control or dictate what kind of thoughts are coming. They just come and we don't really know how to stop them or change them. But through this course, we're going to learn how to make our thoughts more constructive, more harmonious, and more positive. So facts about thoughts. So the average human thinks about 60,000 thoughts a day. Now, that's a rough estimate they have, psychologists have found around anywhere between, 70 to 60,000 thoughts a day. And what they've said is 80% of these thoughts are negative, and 95% of these thoughts are repetitive. So when we look at our life, sometimes we feel like our problems are not going away, or our life is not going the way we want, or we don't have as much control over our circumstances because we don't know how to change that repetitive pattern that's going on in our head. So those are facts about thoughts, that we have this repetitive pattern in our head, and it's like 60,000 thoughts almost for every human being. Now, the types of thoughts, what kind of thoughts come in our mind? So we have three categories that we can put these thoughts into. One of them is negative, one of them is positive, and one of them is super positive. So there are three kinds of thoughts that come in our mind. And as you all know, negative thoughts are thoughts that are not beneficial to us or others. Positive thoughts are thoughts that are useful to us, but they don't have any effect, negative or positive, on others. And then super positive thoughts are thoughts that are beneficial to both us and others. So we're going to look at these in detail. So let's look at these with some examples. So a negative thought could be it could be good for me, but not good for others. So that's still a negative thought because it does not have a good impact on other people. It could be something like, I want to be successful, but I don't want anybody else to be successful or go ahead of me. So it's not really beneficial to other people, so it is a negative thought. Another kind of negative thought could be, everybody else is so intelligent, and I'm so stupid. That's also a negative thought because I'm thinking bad about myself even though I'm thinking good about others. A positive thought would be, I want to be successful. Now, I'm not thinking bad about anybody else. I'm just focusing on me, and I want to be successful. Now, that's okay. That's not too bad. But we have those kind of thoughts that we want to encourage and kind of build and improve through this course, and those are super positive thoughts. And that's super positive thoughts are thoughts that are useful, constructive, harmonious to us and everyone else around us. And these kind of thoughts can really bring happiness and success not only to us but to others. So an example of a super positive thought would be, I want everyone to be happy and peaceful. Everyone around me, everyone in my universe. I want everyone to be at peace and experience happiness. And those are that's the kind of thinking that we are trying to build throughout this course, and we will find out the reasons why. You might think right now, why do I have to think about other people? But as we go through the course, not just this phone call, but as we go every month through the course, you'll start understanding the importance of super positive thinking and how it's really beneficial to you as much as others. So that's a little bit of information and facts about thoughts. Now let's look at how these thoughts impact our life. You might be thinking, we talked all this stuff about thoughts. How is this actually related to my life? Now I know a lot of you here, some of you who have joined the call today are parents. Some of you who have joined the call today are teachers. Some of you have come from corporate organizations, and there's different, some of you might be medical professionals. I know there's different people from different parts of the country, different professional areas, different walks of life who have come here, but they all have, similar situations. But anywhere that you are today, you'll be able to understand the impact of thoughts on your life. So let's look how. So if you take an example of a tree or a building, and you go to the roots, you will look at a seed if you're looking at a tree. So our thoughts are like seeds. The building, the foundation is very important. The foundation is not solid, the building's not going to last very long. So, and if you want a very strong, healthy tree, you need to start with good seeds. And, of course, the nurturing part comes. So it's the same with thoughts. Our thoughts are the building blocks of our life. And so based on our thoughts, like we saw before, our thoughts are, 60,000 thoughts are repetitive. Now, based on that, our words and actions are based on those thoughts. Whatever goes on in our mind all day, that's what we're going to talk, that's what we're going to do. And so based on our words and actions, our habits and behaviors are formed. So, you know, you look at the behaviors of yourself, or if you have kids, you look at your kids' behaviors. If you have students, look at their behaviors. All starts with what goes on in their mind. So based on that, it's their habits and behaviors. And based on those behaviors, their character is based, and based on that, their life is based. So it all starts with thoughts. So if we can learn and if we can teach how to make our thoughts more super positive, how to make our thoughts positive and super positive, everything else will fall into place. That's how, if you can picture those building blocks, starting with thoughts at the base, then words and actions, then habits and behaviors, which form our character, which forms our life. So if you look at that, you know, you will understand how our thoughts impact our life. And if we can change the thoughts at, you know, and every person has the potential to change, especially children, because they're so, like, at a young age, it's very easy to help them form those super positive thinking habits. But even if you're older and an adult, it's still possible to change your thinking patterns. And I was able to do this as an adult, and it is possible if you work at it. And we're going to look at the strategies on how we can use these strategies to make our thoughts more super positive. So our life becomes super positive. So that's a little bit about the building blocks and how our thoughts impact our life. Now, let's look at thought pollution. Thought pollution is a concept which is unique to this course, and basically it's very simple to understand. We are surrounded by thoughts. You know, everybody's thinking thoughts, and every day we go in the society and we are surrounded by this energy of thoughts. And some of them, like we saw, a lot of those thoughts are negative. And then we are like, why do I feel so tired, or why do I feel so down? And that's because other people's thoughts are impacting us and vice versa. But if you have the tools and the strategies that we are going to give you today, you will be able to prevent the impact of the thought pollution, and you will also be able to change it in a positive manner. And we're going to look at that. And let me give you an example of thought pollution. So, say, for example, you go to the doctor's or dentist's office and there is news playing there. Like, usually they have the TV on and you hear something negative in the news And already you are a little anxious because you are at the doctor or the dentist, and that's going to add to your anxiety because there is something playing there which is not very positive. So then, if we don't have these mind management techniques, our anxiety is going to increase, and we won't know how to improve it. And that's going to have an impact on our health as well. But if we have the tools or the strategies to increase our super positive thoughts at that moment, then all of that surrounding energy or the surrounding thoughts that we are hearing or people are thinking, that's not going to impact us because we are using our mind management strategies to control our thoughts, to control our emotions, to make them more super positive. So that's an example of how you can prevent thought pollution or how you can change it in a positive manner. So that's a little bit about thought pollution there. And I'm just going to briefly go through these things and then also bring you back to the strategies, because those are the most important things that you got to take home. So coming to the strategies, we're going to look at one strategy and how to use it in two different ways today. And our strategy for today is called the super positive affirmation. And it's divided into two parts. One is just the super positive affirmation, which you can use as a mantra to replace your negative thoughts or to make your thinking pattern more super positive. And the second part of this is the power breathing, still using the super positive affirmation. So we're going to get into that. And so for that, I request you to be like in a relaxed environment where there's not a lot of noise, where you can kind of dim the lights, if you can turn off the TV so you can really enjoy these strategies. So these strategies, what they do is they change your thought thinking process. They help you build more super positive thoughts. And if you have a notepad and a pen, I suggest you write down this affirmation because you'll be using it every day as part of your strategy till we meet next month. And it's called the super positive affirmation. It is a collection of super positive thoughts. And it goes like this: healthy life for all, happy life for all, peaceful life for all, successful life for all, and safe life for all. I'm going to repeat it again. Healthy life for all, happy life for all, peaceful life for all, successful life for all, safe life for all. Now, if we look at this affirmation, it has all those things that any individual, regardless of where they are in the universe, what nationality, what age group, what profession, all of us want those things: health, happiness, peace, success, safety. And the key word in there is all. Because we're wishing those things or those, we are wishing for that for everyone. So we are really thinking about everyone, including ourselves. So all includes us and others. And so you don't really have to think much when you have to think super positive thoughts. Now, when you start repeating this mantra or this affirmation, it slowly replaces anything that's negative or not so positive with this. And when it becomes your habit, you automatically will start, correcting your thinking. So this is what happened when I started using this. I was able to stop and pause and think and, know that what I was thinking was negative and stop right there and correct myself by replacing it with super positive thoughts. Like when we are in the practice of using this strategy, we automatically start correcting ourselves and our super positive thinking increases. So it's like a little mental exercise for you to improve your super positive thinking, and we're going to look at the benefits in a minute. So all is the key word in it. And you might think, what are the benefits of super positive thinking? What does this strategy have in it for me? So basically, age, you will start noticing that your relationships will start to improve because you are replacing your thoughts of fear or anxiety or judgment or anything negative with these super positive thoughts for all. That when you start saying all, you would want to improve your relationship with all those in your life and beyond. So automatically your relationships will start to improve. You are wishing good thoughts for others and they will sense that. And because of that, your reaction to them and their reaction to you will automatically start improving. And from there, your relationships will start improving towards yourself and others. B, it's going to have a positive impact on your health because we know that a lot of the health issues are caused by stress, anxiety. There is a rise for mental health right now. And, you know, all of that, those issues start with our depression, negative thoughts. And so with this strategy, you're replacing that kind of thinking with super positive thinking. So you're going to have a positive impact on your health and well-being. You will also notice that you become more compassionate with this super positive thinking because you're, you know, initially you might be doing this mechanically, but once it starts becoming a habit, once it starts becoming your life pattern, you will automatically start noticing that you're more compassionate and kind towards others. And the most important thing is all. When you say all, when you're thinking good thoughts for all, even though it includes yourself, you're not focusing on yourself. So because you're not focusing on yourself, your doubt automatically reduces because you're thinking of everyone. You don't think, oh my gosh, am I going to get this or not? Because you're saying success for all. And because you're saying for all, your doubt reduces. And when you don't have any doubt, your thoughts have a higher chance of coming true. And we'll look at that concept a few weeks later when we go to our topic about the subconscious and the conscious mind. I'm just touching it right here. But if you feel like it's a little, if you don't feel like, oh, I don't know why, or you're not clear about that, it'll become more clear when we come to the topic of the subconscious and the conscious mind and how your thoughts actually become your reality. That's when we cover that topic. So anyway, so those are the benefits of super positive thinking. So let's practice the strategies, and then we will look at the case study on how after we apply these strategies, they actually, you know, help us. We'll look at a case study of a person who has used them. So let's go ahead and sit in a relaxed environment with, if you want to dim the lights, you can, whatever keeps you really relaxed away from noise, though you can go in that environment. And keep your eyes closed. Keep your mouth closed. And start taking nice deep breaths through your nose. And so we're going to use this super positive affirmation and connect it with our breathing for the power breathing strategy. So go ahead and close your eyes. And on the inhale, focus on the words healthy life. And on the exhale, focus on the words for all. So we're going to use the first part of the affirmation and connect it with our inhale. And the second part of the affirmation and connect it with our exhale. You're not going to say anything with your mouth. You're just going to listen to my voice as I guide you. And just listen to the affirmation and connect it with your inhale and exhale. So let's start. Healthy life, inhale, for all, exhale. Happy life, inhale, for all, exhale. Peaceful life, inhale, for all, exhale. successful life. Inhale. For all, exhale. Safe life. Inhale. For all, exhale. Now I'm just going to say the words, and you'll be connecting them with your inhale and exhale. Healthy life for all. Happy life for all. Peaceful life for all. Successful life for all. Safe life for all. Healthy life for all. Happy life for all. Peaceful life for all. Successful life for all. Safe life for all. And slowly open your eyes. So I just gave you a little demo of how you can do this power breathing. We have an actual YouTube video, a 5-minute video that you can use for your own practice. And if you would like it, you can request it. You can email me, and I can send it to you. You can do this exercise. It's called power breathing, and I'll come to that in a minute, why it's called power breathing. But you can do this exercise in the morning for 5 minutes and before you sleep for 5 minutes. And you can use the affirmation, the super positive affirmation, like a mantra, like just repeat it, like healthy life for all, happy life for all, peaceful life for all, successful life for all, safe life for all, in your head, like a mantra, without the breath, just like a regular song or a chant, throughout your day, whenever you have some free moment. And what I do is I write it down and I look at it every time I need to. And so that kind of builds up that repetitive pattern of thinking when I'm doing the mantra in my head. So that's one way of doing it, of just repeating it in your head or repeating it out loud, like not loud, but, you know, so that only you can hear it. Or you can use it as the power breathing strategy in the morning with your breathing or before you sleep at night for 5 minutes. Now, it's called power breathing is because when you connect it with your breath, you're not only sending oxygen to every single cell and organ in your body, you're actually sending positive, super positive energy to every cell and organ in your body. And every thought has a vibration, and you're sending positive vibrations, which are going to improve your physical health as well. So that's why it's called power breathing, this exercise. So we've looked at the benefits of super positive thinking. These are the two exercises that you can do, the power breathing and the repetition of the super positive affirmation. And in the beginning, it takes some practice, it takes some determination. You need like probably a buddy to kind of help you. And you can always email, you know, and see how we can do that for you, like have somebody to motivate you to do it, because not easy in the beginning, but once it becomes a habit, you'll enjoy it and you'll be more willing to do it. So what are the benefits of this? So let's look at a case study and then we'll move on to questions. So I have a case study of a psychology student in India. She has been practicing these strategies since her childhood. And very recently, she had like an exam. In India, they have their exams in May. And the results come out in September. So she had her finals in May, and she was applying to a few universities, other universities, for her master's. And so when her results came out in September, you know, she went to the university to get them, but it said that she had failed that particular course. But she had been practicing the super positive affirmations. So at that moment when she got that information, she was very calm, and she knew in her heart that this could not be right. There must have been some glitch in the system. So she didn't feel anxious. She was calm, and then, you know, after a few days, she did find out that there was a glitch, and a lot of people had, you know, they had made some mistakes, and many people were marked absent. Many people had got that failure on their on that course. So she went back to the university, and they told her that there's been a glitch, and it'll take them a week or so to fix it. Now, the university that she was applying to, she went to them and told them that this is the situation, my results have come out, but they're fixing the glitch, and once I get the corrected results, I'll be able to, you know, submit them to you. But the university where she was applying, they had a deadline. They were like, you know, this is our deadline, and you cannot apply after this time. So when she finally got the corrected results and she went to the university where she was applying, they said that the application process was going to had been closed. But she was so calm. She actually spoke to me about this. She was so calm throughout it. She knew that everything would work out. And this is what happens with the super positive affirmations. But once it becomes part of your thinking process, you don't, things like this don't affect you. You know that things are going to work out in the end, and you stay calm. So she went back to that university where she was applying, and she's like, that particular day, they told her that they had opened up their application booth. And she was like surprised, I mean, pleasantly surprised, but she wasn't also, because she knew that she had been pretty positive throughout the thing, and something will work out. And when you start doing that, your circumstances also start changing, like we will see in our further sessions. But they did open up the application. She was able to submit her corrected results, and she got into that university. But my point is that when you start thinking in a super positive way, when your thoughts become more and more super positive, you start staying calm in situations which might have increased your anxiety, and things work out in your favor eventually. And we will look at that process on how things work out as we go along. We won't be able to cover that today, but as we look at the mind and how our mind influences our circumstances, we'll be able to look at that process as well. But that's the case study, and I guess I've covered most of it, but if you have any questions, you know, feel free to ask me. I'm going to mute my phone, and you can unmute yours, and we can have time for questions. We have 15 minutes. Thank you so much for listening to me patiently, and I want to thank my mentors, Mr. Raman Rao Pai and Mr. Prahlad Pai, and I've learned all of this from them, and I continue to learn as I continue to share. So thank you for listening. And I'm going to put my phone on mute, and you can go ahead and ask questions, and then I'll answer them.
Hi, Gargi. It's Esther. Would this be the mantra that we were talking about, that you were talking about, would that be appropriate to work with my junior high student to guide them?
Yes, actually, we have been using it in our behavior unit classrooms in one of the junior highs I work at, the Healthy Life Fall. We have also used it with the fourth grade students at an elementary campus in your district, and I'm currently using it with another fourth grade in one of the campuses. So it has been used in your district. So yes, and it's on YouTube, the Healthy Life for All, Happy Life for All, Peaceful Life for All, Successful Life for All, and Safe Life for All. Yes, it's a secular affirmation. So if you feel comfortable to use it with your classroom, you're more than welcome to. And there are other teachers who have been using it. Actually, all the behavior units in our district are using it.
Oh, great. Okay. I'll look for that on YouTube then. Thank you.
Yes, I will actually email it to you.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions, like on all the content that we covered? I mean, if you have any, and there are no silly questions, you know, I continue to ask questions. So whatever, you know, questions you have, please ask me. Because the more you ask and the more it will get clear in your head and you'll be able to apply it more. So go ahead and feel free to ask. Did it make sense on what we were talking about? Were you able to understand what the concept of thought pollution, or how we can change our thoughts with the mind management exercises, make them more super positive, how that has an impact on our behavior, all that information? Was that clear?
It was very clear. Yes, I liked doing the exercise also.
Sorry, say that one more time.
It was very clear. I liked doing the exercise also. That was very helpful. That really
put it into
perspective.
Good. Have you been using that exercise, the super positive, the power breathing?
We've been doing power breathing, but not something more. I mean, this is very specific, and I really like this, so I'm anxious to get the YouTube video so we can follow. So would that be something we could follow along with, the video?
Yes, the video actually has, there's two YouTube videos. One is just the mantra, and, currently the fourth grade classroom that we're working with, they are just saying the mantra together as a group, and that might be more appropriate, if you have a younger classroom or if you are students, because the power breathing actually takes a lot of focus, and they have to focus on the words and connect it with their breath. So in the beginning, we just get the kids to say the words, and that's what we've been using with those kids. But you can use the power breathing where you actually connect it with your breath if you're an adult and you've been using that. So both ones, both of those are available, and I can email them to you. If you send me an email, if all of you have got my email and whoever wants the videos, if they just email me back, I can email it to you.
Right. Okay, I will. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? And like I said, in the beginning, it's a little tricky to keep a consistent daily practice, but you just have to kind of motivate yourself. It's like going to the gym if you've never worked out. So this is like going to the mind gym, like you are exercising your mind, making it think super positive thoughts. And if you're not used to that, it's going to kind of like rebel in the beginning, just like our body rebels when we try and exercise it. But for that, we just need to kind of motivate ourselves. I would suggest you can listen to the recording, or try, and if you have any friends at work who are using these strategies, you can connect with them and kind of ask them like how they've been using it. I know in the school system, we have a few teachers who are using it. So you can touch base with them. Or just to get them, how do we get in the rhythm? But it does take a lot of, willpower and consistent daily practice. For you to see the results, typically it'll take 6 months if you do it regularly, like daily, consistently. It could take less than that if you do it, really passionately with all your heart. It could take, a few weeks if you are like totally on board and do it like all the time, if you're like make the mantra part of your daily thinking process, if you do that. Typically they say, we have 60,000 thoughts. So in the beginning they say try and make 1,000 thoughts super positive with this affirmation, and then eventually build like that. And a lot of our thoughts are not necessary. So we can reduce the number of thoughts, and eventually all of our thoughts can become positive and super positive if we keep it up. but they have like a number. Like, can you repeat the affirmation 1,000 times every day? And so we can, we have like, I started doing that, and eventually you can go above that number, and then you'll slowly start correcting your thoughts as you do the exercise more. So any questions on that? All right, so if you can email me, you know, if you have a request for the videos, I can send those to you. And then if you have any other questions, you can also email me, and we can connect that way. And you can start practicing. Feel free to contact me anytime. If you have any questions about using the strategies, on how to use them, if you have any concerns about that. And then we will, I'm looking forward to meeting you next month, and we'll share more information. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.